Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Grindstone Fitness Studio, a full-service gym offering equipment for traditional exercise like weight and cardiovascular training, as well as specialized classes. Choices include personal training, spinning, yoga, Pilates, and more. All classes taught by certified professionals. More information is available at 443-4447, Grindstone Fitness Studio, 3005 Chinaberry Drive in Columbia.
Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. On today's show, we'll explore the science of baseball. But first, we'll hear about one MU project that's trying to make the world a better place. In the year 2117, Earth is a much cleaner and more energy-efficient place. And it all started because of the actions of MU students, as the tale goes in the 10-week game Reboot Mizzou. KBIA's Matt Vito has this report.
Each week for the last 10 weeks, a group of MU students has been intercepting video transmissions from the future. Ava, a future MU researcher, is shown speaking to a high-tech-looking computer that aids her quest with what she calls the reboot.
Welcome, Ava Sims. State your purpose.
RT Reboot, I need your help. My research indicates that Reboot may have been influenced by human actions at approximately the same time of its occurrence, more than 100 years ago.
100 years ago, or as we know it, somewhere between February 13th and today, which happens to coincide with the time frame of the university's Reboot Mizzou project. Steve Burdick, the MU sustainability coordinator, was searching for a way to engage students in earth-friendly practices, things like riding a bike, cleaning water sources, or learning about ways to reuse resources and limit waste. But he knew a lecture or presentation wasn't going to work. So by happenstance, he met Reynolds Journalism Institute fellow Peter Meng.
We started talking about different ways that maybe he could get the message across, and I was telling him about some of the things that I had done in the past with gaming and using games for teaching people how to do things.
They applied for and acquired a close to $25,000 grant from the MU Division of Information Technology. The grant's purpose is to engage students through innovative uses of technology. They hired graduate student Hannah Sims to coordinate the project and organized around 24 more students to make it run. Reboot was born.
I emailed myself the plan, so I'm gonna go check it out because I have a nice little I have a whole itinerary.
That's MU senior Max Smith, the captain of one of 27 teams that signed up for the 10-week game. With his iPhone in hand, he goes over his reboot plans for the day with teammate Amanda Van Slyke.
We have to watch a stormwater video.
Reboot works like a scavenger hunt. Students get a list of missions each week, some worth more points than others. Each team must have a smartphone and a special app that allows them to scan a QR code, which is a sort of next generation of barcode. When they do, the application on the phone connects with the Reboot scoring site, and the team gets the awarded points. The team with the most points after 10 weeks wins $1,000.
There's three things that we're going to do at City Hall.
Okay.
Two of them are at the info desk. Okay, do you remember when we watched the story of stuff?
Yeah, I actually have my notes with me.
Smith says he puts in about 4 to 6 hours a week organizing teammates and completing missions. He says he does it for friendship and experience. While the money is a motivator, he says no one is pocketing the cash. If his team wins, they're going to use it to help fund a retreat for the student union's ambassadors that make up his team. Smith and Van Slyke make it to City Hall and take a short quiz based on a video that they watched earlier. They get all the answers right, and the secretary at the front desk pulls out a QR code.
Oh, sweet. The QR time. All right. I don't know why it's taking a picture of it.
I thought that's what it did.
Oh, nice.
Smith and Van Slyke's journey on this day takes them from City Hall to a fire station to a bus stop and to a grocery store that sells local food, and they did it all on foot. This adventure is tame compared to others they've had. Smith says one of the more interesting challenges was sifting through recycling containers, making sure the aluminum, glass, and plastic items were in the proper cans. These missions are voluntary, by the way. They sign up for them.
The greater cause, I think, is awareness of sustainability. I really like what Reboot's message is trying to save the future's past, which is the things that we do right now have consequences that will end up making whatever our environment is in the future.
That pretty much sums up the goal that Ming and his reboot organizers dreamed up when they created the project.
One of the first things that we try to teach is through these games is that little things make a difference, so that the smallest things that you do have an impact, have a long-term impact on our world as a whole, and that almost everything that we do can have a positive effect without changing anything in our lifestyle. In fact, actually making our general lifestyle better. Yeah.
Score.
The winners of the program will be crowned on Sunday, which, not coincidentally, is also Earth Day. Matt Vito, KBIA News.
Thanks, R2 Reboot. I'll see you next week.
Baseball season is upon us, and for St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra, that means it's time to talk about the science behind America's national pastime. She spoke to Washington University aerospace engineer David Peters, and he started by talking about the physics behind the curveball.
The basic principle is called the Bernoulli principle. And the Bernoulli principle says that when air speeds up, its pressure goes down. And when air slows down, its pressure goes up. So the top of the ball is spinning towards the batter. The bottom of the ball is spinning away from the batter. So the top spinning towards the batter slows down the air on the top of the ball. And since the air slows down, the pressure goes up. The bottom of the ball, it's spinning away from the batter, actually speeds the air up. So it's high pressure on the top, low pressure on the bottom. It pushes the ball down. The ball falls much faster than just gravity would make it. And they call it a 12 to 6 curveball because it goes from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock on the clock down. You can't believe it. It's like it's unmerciful. And almost every pitch, fastball, curveball, knuckleball, they move because of air pressure. And they move because of Bernoulli's principle and the different ways the pitcher makes them spin.
And so what about the guy who's on the receiving end of those 80-mile-an-hour pitches? How do you even focus on a ball that's coming at you that fast, let alone control where it's going to go or hit it out of the park?
This is one of the incredible coincidences about baseball, or Abner Doubleday knew what he was doing or something. It's 60 feet 6 inches from home plate to the pitcher's mound. Ball going at 90 miles an hour is about 130 feet a second. That takes about a half a second to get to the plate. The human reaction time is a half a second. If the pitcher's mound were 45 feet from home plate, nobody would ever get a hit. Every game would be a no-hitter.
Really?
That's right. So this is the beauty of it, but it's right on the verge. So you have to have very good reflexes. You have to think. You have to have good eyes. A good batter can actually see the stitching on the ball and see it spinning and can tell which way it's spinning, whether it's going to be a curveball.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all. Still, it's barely time to make that decision. And it's amazing you can do it. People have said it's the most difficult thing in sports, hitting this little round ball with a round bat and making it go exactly where you want it to, but you can.
That's it for this week's Under the Microscope. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder that you can listen to this and past episodes on our website, kbia.org.